Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing series. We'll be telling you about how to get a lost person saved. And at the end of this message, we will tell you in detail how you can get these entire teachings, and they're all free and postpaid. So we're going to go into a teaching that we've done, and we hope you will be blessed. In the name of Jesus, we praise and thank the Father for His Word.
And so from the third heaven, as we worshiped and praised our King for all these mighty promises, that's ours, I begin to call Him in remembrance of all those things that He said over in 1 John and so forth. For this is a confidence that we have in You, that if we ask anything according to Your will, we know that You hear us. And because our hearts do not condemn us, because we're walking clean and pure and holy before You, Father, we know that You hear us, and we know that we have the petition we request. Now, Father, I come to You, and I'm going to ask You to move by the Holy Ghost upon this man. But I said, I know this man's lost, and I know he's lost, and he's been snared by the devil. So first of all, I realize, Lord, I have complete power and authority in Your name over the enemy. So I begin to speak directly to Satan and his wicked spirits in the heavenlies, and then to his demonic spirits on earth. And I begin to command him to take his hands off of this man. And I call the man's full name. I said, Satan, you've had him and you've drew him in at your will. But I have power over you in the name of Jesus, because Christ in me, the hope of glory. I said, I'm there. And you know I'm there, Satan. So I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke you and I command you in Jesus' name to take your hands off of him and stop blinding his mind to the gospel. I said, now, Father, I ask you to send that precious Holy Spirit to begin to convict so-and-so of sin. Begin to draw him into the kingdom, just like you said you would if I asked. I said, then, Lord, send the right laborer, whoever it is, over to talk to him about you, about Jesus, and bring him into the kingdom and save his spirit, soul, and body, and bring him into the kingdom and snatch him out of the kingdom of hell. And I said, Lord, thank you. It's done. I told that young woman, I said, now then, ma'am, it's done. All you've got to do now is begin to worship and praise the King. And I said, I guarantee your daddy is saved. See, you got to believe this book. You can't turn and say, well, I hope God's going to do something. If you did, you just slapped the King in the face. You didn't believe his word. And I've come to understand, he don't like it when you slap him in the face. He likes it when you believe what he said. And that's where you have to get, where you believe what God said with no doubt in your heart. I told her, I said, call me with your praise report as soon as he comes into the kingdom. About 3 weeks later, my phone rang and there was a hysterical woman on the telephone. She was praising God. Lord, she said, Thurman, the most awesome thing happened today. I said, what happened? She said, my daddy got saved. She said he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Said he's telling everybody about Jesus. She said it's almost unbelievable. I said, don't you say it's unbelievable. I said, that's doubt. She said, I knew you was going to say that. But she said, it's so awesome to think after 87 years, my daddy has been a wicked, lost man. Drinks, cusses, all the wicked things he does. And every time I'd even talk about Jesus, he'd cuss me out and throw me out of the house. And to think today, he's worshiping and praising God. He said he called one of the veterinarians that he used to use on our farm. They got a big farm down in South Texas. He said he called him and told him, he said, I got saved. I've met Jesus today. And the doctor, that veterinarian said, you know, you either crazy. He said, I've got to come over there. She said, Thurman, that veterinarian's office is 12 miles from us. She said, it seemed like 5 minutes he was in our house. He said, he come running in there. He said, I got to talk to you. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, I got saved. I'm born again. I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. What a transformation when you snatch one out of the kingdom of hell and you bring them into the kingdom of light. Everything in them begins to change. If there's nothing you remember about this seminar that I've taught you, remember what I've taught you today. This is the most important thing that you'll ever do as a Christian, is to learn that the souls of man on the earth is in the hands of the church. If you and I don't learn how to pray and learn how to catch ourselves up in the third heaven and learn how to kick the devil out of people's lives that has captured them and drawn him at his will and kept him captive, if we don't learn how to take authority over the enemy that our king came to this earth 2,000 years ago and completely defeated him and destroyed him, if you don't get a hold of that, the devil is going to laugh at you, and he's going to snare your children, he's going to snare your mate, and he's going to pull them into the kingdom of hell, and he's going to destroy them on this earth, he's going to keep them sick and afflicted and tormented here, and it's going to all be because of mine and your lack of knowledge. I had no idea when God called me in that audible voice that he spoke to me 27 years ago the first time. And why that he has so trained me and spoke to me so many times, a simple man, to do a simple chore. I thought about yesterday after this was over, we went to lunch, and I was sitting there talking to a gentleman that spoke to you right after I did, Dr. Carl, and he lives in a whole nother world of Hebrew and Greek than me. I didn't understand nothing he said. I thought, how awesome this is, God, when you said you give each one of us different gifts. You gave me a little simple gift, and you gave him a magnificent gift. And he's doing great and mighty things for the kingdom. He understands things that I probably will never understand. But that's not where God gave me my gift. Well, he said, just like Brother Bill said this morning, God gives each one of us gifts as the Spirit wills. Instead of fighting against each other, we need to start working together, realizing that God gave me a gift, he gave you a gift, he gave Dr. Carl a gift, he gave Brother Bill a gift, and praise God, if we'll work together instead of against each other, the body of Christ can do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. I love Jesus with all my heart. And some of you may not agree with what I teach, but I try to back up everything I say with the Word of God. I love you regardless. Whether you agree with what I say or not, I realize that God's put me in a unique place of healing. But I know why He done it. Because He's God, and last time I checked, He's the CEO of the church. And a man told me the other day, he said, Thurman, and next time you check, he'll still be the CEO of the church. I said, yes, I know that. And that's just like I told Bill the day he called and asked me to speak in these seminars. I told him, I said, Bill, I'm going to send you some of my audio and video tapes because I want you to hear what I teach. Because I don't want to walk out there and speak and your people be offended at me or you be hurt by what I say. I said, after he listened to my tapes, he said, Thurman, some of the things you teach is a little unique to the Baptist doctrine. I said, I know that. That's why I sent my tapes. But he said, what are we going to do? I said, Bill, I don't know. I don't really care. I said, I didn't call you and ask you to speak. You called me. So I said, now then, I said, if God, which is our boss, I said, you work for Him and I work for Him. We both work for the King of the universe. I said, if He wants me to speak in your seminars, He's going to provide a way. So, I didn't even think about it no more. And in a few days or a couple of weeks, whatever it was, he called me again and said, Thurman, we have a problem. I said, what's that, sir? He said, Andy, the young man that works with me, said he's one of my right-hand men, said he's a fine young man, said Andy's already had back surgery once, and now then he just walked in my office and says he's going to have to either lay down for a month, no work, or he's going to have to work lightly and take steroids and something else. It was three options the doctor gave him. And I said, I told him, well, why don't we call Thurman? And so they called, and I talked to them, and I said, Andy, first of all, I give you a fourth option, and it's Jesus. I said, now then, if you'll believe Jesus, He'll heal your back. I said, now son, I need to find out if you're a born-again Christian. I said, I've got to hear that. He said, oh yes, sir, I love Jesus with all my heart. I said, okay. I said, now are you sinning? And he said, well, no, sir. I said, I found out that a lot of young men don't know what sin is. I said, you wouldn't happen to be living with a girl out of wedlock, would you? He said, of course not. I'm not doing anything like that. But see, I don't know. I never met him before. And you'd be amazed at the young men and women that I ask that question to that are in the church that are doing that. And so we don't know what sin is in the church anymore as a rule. We don't teach what sin is enough. And so after I went through everything with him, I found out I could find nothing wrong with him but one thing. And that was he had not believed the promises of God. I said, so since you didn't believe the promises of God, Andy, you must repent for your sin of unbelief of God's promises. He said, well, sir, I do believe them. I said, well, either you don't believe them or you don't know them, and either one of them is a sin. I said, now then, turn to this magnificent promise, Andy, in Matthew 18:19. And he turned and read that. I said, now see, that promise right there will get your back healed. Well, he looked at that and he said, sir, you're absolutely right. And I said, so you didn't believe that, did you? He said, well, I guess I didn't. I said, okay. I said, now then, can you believe that? He said, well, yes, I can. I said, I want you to repent. So he repented of his unbelief. And I said, now then, I pray the prayer of faith for you. And I did. And I asked the Father in the name of Jesus to heal Andy's back on behalf of Matthew 18:19. And I thanked him for it. And then I happened to look at my watch. And I said, oh, goodness, Andy. I said, I've been on the phone with you and Bill 45 minutes. And I've got to be in a Bible study in 30 minutes. And I said, I'm going to have to run. I said, you guys call me tomorrow with your praise report. And Andy was completely instantly healed standing right there in Bill's office right then. The next morning, Bill and Andy called me. They were really pretty early and they were called and they were both praising the Lord. And I told Bill, I said, Bill, isn't that amazing? Jesus is in your office in Chicago just like he is in mine in Dallas. Jesus can be everywhere. Isn't he awesome? So as we went on, several people over the next few weeks were miraculously healed when I prayed for them. And that's why I'm here today to teach you, because God called me here to teach you. He confirmed it by healing several people in front of Bill so that he would know that I'm not some crazy guy. I'm just a man that loves God and uses the Word of God to people saved and healed. And I appreciate the privilege one more time to speak to you today.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching. We'll start there tomorrow. We welcome you to give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. Everything we have is free and postpaid. Also, we would like to invite you to visit us on our website. We have many teachings available on our website. You can go to www.tlsm.org. TLSM stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there from, you can order online right there. Everything's free and postpaid. And we have many teachings. And praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So whatever you do, serve Jesus the King.